Whoever would like to be first, please do it. Thank you.
If anyone has a curiosity or would like further expansion on what I have just communicated to you, I would be happy to do that. It's a lot. Something that you probably hadn't anticipated.
Hi, Michael. This is Maria Bass. I would like to ask you to expand about how the fourth triad is an holographic image. What does this mean for us?
It means that it is a much vaster, complex, has a much more complex circuitry to it because it relates to source energy. It's composed of the Lords of Light, the Master Consciousness, the Elohim, the Lords of Light. It's composed of that Christed mind, source mind that relates to your Christ consciousness, and it also relates to that source energy. So it stands to reason that it needs a vehicle to come into the denser realm of a dimensional frequency where your body exists, to make that a more viable presence in your body, to upgrade and uplift the body. So these projections come through that stargate of Sirius, where it is compressed, where the consciousness of the central sun resides. Many, many wonderful beings of light reside in that stargate. So this is why it comes into this dimensional realm that you now find yourself in, a human body, so that it can be made usable in the denseness of the energetics of your body, because it is such a vast, layered communication energetically. So that, does that help you?
Yeah, it does. It also has to do with the undifferentiated light coming from the 11th chakra, right?
Yes.
And the use of that light.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult for you to comprehend the massiveness and the mystery within that source energy. And this holographic projection assists you to not necessarily understand it from the rational perspective, but from your soul spirit, that part of your sacred heart that knows.
Yeah, just so beautiful. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Lauren Michael, it's Kathy. And I'm I'm getting the sense that it's something to bathe in and just experience.
Excellent. Yes. You are accurate. Mm.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
This is M. Hotep again.
Yes.
I guess the feeling that I get from, especially talk about the holograph, the hologram, and the seed of life, flower of life, when I was looking at that previously, I could see within the seed of life, you could see the flower and the tree of life.
Yes.
So there was always this expansion. There was always this growing. There was this always non-ending creativity, growth. Just non-ending. From the seed, you could see the flower, you could see the tree, and then it continues to just reproduce on top of each other like that. So that's the experience that you know, that I get from the hologram.
Thanks for sharing. You're very accurate.
Thank you.
So these holographic projections a gift that keeps on giving, because it allows you to expand your consciousness more into that vastness. The more you receive the energetics of it, the more you see in certain projections or holographic images, such as the flower of life. There's another holographic projection in the Sri Yantra that is quite massive.
Lord Michael, it's Kathy again.
Yes.
I have a question. You had mentioned Sirius. Does Arcturus and also Pleiades have a role to play in this as well?
Oh, of course. They each have their unique gift that they give to humanity. They're very devoted to the evolution of planet Earth. So they each are unique in their expression and in their guidance and in their energetic formatting. So these stargates are very responsible for some of these projections that are continually given along the way. Even though you may not know exactly what they are, you can feel the energies at certain times. And I know that you've all experienced that over the last, say, 3 years. At certain times, at full moons or certain events that happen, that there's this massive influx of light. And these are projections from these vaster realms, from the source energy.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello, Lord Michael.
Yes.
Is this Margaret?
Yes, Margaret.
And I sense there's a vast amount of information that has been opened up here.
Of course.
And I also feel that it will benefit me most to just allow this to be in it, to absorb it as I can. But I'd like to ask...
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to ask, when you mentioned holographic projections and the crop circle, when I look at pictures of those, I sense that there's more to those circles than first meets the eye. And so when you mentioned they are layers of energetics, I believe you said.
Yes.
That is a projection that has been laid on our planet, our Earth, that it is for all of us. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
It's for the earth itself, for the elementals, for all of the inner earth beings to receive these holographs, these projections, and it's for humanity. Some humans are more evolved than others, are more conscious. But make no mistake, just gazing on certain circles. They may not fully comprehend what the message is or the energetic is, but it alters them in some way, opens them up, opens their heart, opens their mind, so they benefit in some way, in a way that they are capable. And it's unique to every individual that gazes upon specific crop circles.
Yeah, I can sense that. Wow, there's a lot here to absorb. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Well, beloveds, our time is drawing to a close. This has been a very productive gathering. We are delighted, and what you are co-creating with us, how receptive you are to these energetics, speaks volumes of who you are at that spirit level. You're open, you're receptive, you're capable of receiving every single increment of these Christed energies.